Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Black Friday, wow shop, Wayfair now, month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too, sheets that are new. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a clock, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Gilbert Arenas said, yes, and you'll never believe to what.
And Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor said, nope, do the same thing.
Also, Halle Berry read her co-star Mike Coulter down on set.
Kim Kardashian is single and her kids are playing matchmakers. Find out who they want to see their mom date.
Northwest, if you're listening, add me to the list.
But first, let's check in with Gary. Hey, boo. How you doing? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Hi there. Oh, Brad, let me tell you something. I'm missing you so much because you know the table that you and I sit at. So I'm wearing your favorite perfume, honey, to remind me of you.
Oh, thank you, Gary. That is so sweet. All right, y'all. Let's get this started.
All right, well, you know it's real when your kids are begging you to start dating.
Ooh.
Kim Kardashian rolled by the Jimmy Fallon show and revealed she is enjoying the single life, but her kids not so much. Listen to how her kids are trying to find their mom a man.
Oh.
It's so funny because my kids try to set me up like they're ready now, and I'm not. But like,
you're not, but they want. You're like, all right, mama, let's go.
So particular. Like, they come home, they make lists. My Saint wants me to be with like any basketball player or soccer player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you only knew. Like, it's no. And then, like, some of my kids want me to be with streamers. Like, they have lists, and they try to sneakily set me up, and I'm like, guys, this just isn't what I want right now. Yeah.
Do you think your kids have the right idea for who Kim should date?
I don't know. That's sweet of them, though. They're trying to find their mom somebody, because she must be getting on their damn nerves.
Right.
There's that, but then the wild component of, like, why don't you want her to get back with your daddy?
None of them have said him.
You know what I'm saying? They said everybody but Kanye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow. They probably had that discussion a couple times, I would bet. Like, mommy and daddy are not getting back together.
That's cute, though. Their favorite people they want her to be with so they can get to see them.
It's like, who are the streamers out there?
Right.
Like, is Kai Cenat on that list?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's
Justin
cute.
Justin Fantano.
So Gilbert Arenas popped the question to his fiance, Melly, 2 weeks ago, and she decided to return the favor. Now, look how Melly sealed the deal for the second time with her boo.
They ran out of ease.
Oh, wait. What?
Look how he's looking.
That's funny.
Oh, they look like they have a lot of fun. So after seeing this, do y'all believe that men should wear engagement rings too?
If they want to. To each his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if my girl wanted me to wear one, I sure would.
Yeah, times have changed. We don't do things the old school way no more. It's up to you. What?
Oh, no, I think men should. Let me tell you something, honey. I wear my ring, and I gave my friend his ring. He wears his ring all the time. So I think men should wear rings. Yes.
Okay.
Well, Gilbert might be giddy about his upcoming nuptials, but Sarah Paulson said you won't see her walking down nobody out because it just isn't her thing. Now, we all know 49-year-old Sarah has been with her longtime partner, 81-year-old Holland Taylor for about 9 years now. It's like an eighth of her life. But when Holland was asked if they two ever planned to wed, her answer might surprise you.
Do you think you and Sarah will get married?
I don't think so.
We've never talked about it with any interest. Like, it doesn't seem to mean to us what it means to a lot of people.
Right.
Well, we do have a wonderful resonance. We are very interested in the same kinds of things, and yet we share big differences. I mean, we have a big generational difference between us, which worries me for her sake. But she, you know, what can I do?
Now, Gary, you always have something to say about men and women being together for years without a ring. What you got to say about this?
Well, I think it's sad, though. I feel so bad. What's her name? Holland? Now, Holland has got all meowed up now. Now she want to just leave the woman. Don't want to give her no ring. I don't like that, honey.
What's meowed up?
Don't ask.
The visual I have in my head is kind of crazy, but I think I know where he was going. No problem.
I mean, it's been nine years. Like, I guess if neither one of them care about marriage, then I guess it don't matter. It shouldn't matter to anybody else.
Yeah, more power to you. What is meowed up?
You know how cats like to lick things? That's where you were going with it, right?
Head crack, you're so great. Yes, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Cool, yeah.
All right, okay.
This just don't look like a delicious meal.
Tanner, no, too. He meows.
Yeah, I could see. Listen, I'm happy for
you. Get out of there. Let's
yeah, all right, moving there. On. Here we go. If you ever work with Halle Berry, you better watch out, because according to her, the Union co-star Mike Coulter, she is a prankster. In a recent interview, Mike recalled the story when he was 3 minutes late to set from sitting in the hair and makeup chair too long. So Halle convinced everyone to act like they were very pissed at him when he finally appeared on set, and then she reprimanded him in front of the crew. Ooh. She went off of him and said,
this is not acceptable. You're always coming to work late. What the hell is going on?
Then she eventually broke after Mike apologized and everyone cracked up laughing. Guys, is this a fun prank?
No. I'm sure his nerves were so bad. That is not nice. And probably thought his career in Hollywood was over. He upset Halle Berry because he was late. Oh, God.
And no one wants to be yelled at by a fine woman.
In front of everybody.
Especially Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's why she can't keep a man here hollering at people.
All right, you guys, let's move on over to...
What the hair?
Y'all, Taye Diggs has switched up his look again. He hopped on social media to show fans how he decompresses in his alone time, and his hair had everybody saying, what in the Tyler Perry happened here? Look at this.
All right, hey, what's up, guys? So, here's the deal.
Is this a wig?
I just wanted to kind of be honest with...
No, that's his hair.
He's so silly.
No, he ain't silly. He's just doing what we talked about earlier with men with wearing women clothes, honey. There goes a part of it right there with wigs and hair, looking like Aunt Jemima. But that's still, I mean, hey, it's cute. That's his look.
I mean, that also could be like an Elton John styled wig. You know what I'm saying? I've seen him wear like the little bob bowl, not that color, but you know.
I think he's just joking around, y'all. I remember when him and April were doing all the videos. They just like to have fun and do silly things on social media. He saw somebody's wig, found it, put it on, and just decided to do some funny videos.
It's a little emo. It's giving a little emo.
What's emo?
Like you know, the kid.
The emo.
Like, punk rock.
Emo.
Everything's so sad right now.
Okay.
Or like a little, like, I chimed in.
There's Gabori Sidibe.
Paint my nails black, and I'm going to go listen to goth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goth rock.
Emo.
Well, up next, Gloria. Gloria. Up next, Gorilla and Meg Thee Stallion said that they're ready to ride for this one diva. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Hallelujah. That's her middle name.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory, hallelujah.
Gloria, hallelujah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Glorilla the Pimp and Meg Thee Stallion might be famous hotties, but that doesn't mean they don't fangirl over the greatest.
Come on, now,
the two sat down and totally fanned out over Beyonce and how much they love her. Check this out.
I don't know. I just love Beyonce. Like,
girl, I'm on her that bad, too. Like,
but I remember, when was the first time I ever met Beyonce? I couldn't even tell you when was the first time. Oh, my God. Because I just feel like I'm so cool now, because I feel like I've seen Beyonce a few times.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm like, I be like
They're
so scared.
Really
I met her
close
twice.
To be yelling that
every
loud.
Time, like, I feel like I leave my body and go to heaven. Like,
I'm literally upset with Beyonce.
Yeah. She said it with her whole soul. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do you think Beyonce likes causing this type of reaction? Because, you know, when you put art out there, you want people to react in a certain way. And this is big.
Of course she does. I think she would.
I feel like in this setting, it's really cool. Like for someone to fan out, like, and be like, oh, I really like your record, I really like tracks. That's one thing. But then to, like, fan out in front of you, there's probably a limit to how much of that you want to take.
And they're big-time celebrities, too, so that's big. You know, a lot of celebrities be like, yeah, she all right. I like Beyonce. I listen to her sometimes and don't want to really say their true feelings. But they are fangirling out, and I think that's dope that they don't mask how they feel.
Right.
When people fangirl out so hard that they bite you at a party, you know what I'm saying? you out here doing your thing.
Well, it would really be nice if y'all just told the damn truth and say how y'all fan out over me here. Y'all just sitting there like y'all crazy. Just tell the people.
I mean, is there ever anybody that you guys have fanned out over? I mean, Gary, you met a little bit of everybody across many decades. So who got the biggest reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I fanned out over you, Headcrack. I fanned out over Brad. You know, I mean, I like to fan out. Sometime I fan out over Tanner. I mean, I fan out over y'all because you all are very unique, beautiful people. So, I mean, why not fan out over you?
Tanner, have you ever fanned out before?
Oh, man, I'm trying to think. I fanned out a bunch. Like, I'm good at hiding it. Okay. Like, I've gotten good at, like, stuffing it down, you know?
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh,
Gary.
Stepping it down.
Oh, God. What about you, Headcrack?
Yeah, like, my fanning out comes out in really weird ways. Like, I'll just, like, say, just... I'll either get quiet or just say the weirdest thing possible. Like, the first time I met Mike Tyson, it's like, yo, I use you in Fight Night.
I spent
my whole life waiting to meet Mike Tyson,
and that's
the first thing I say. You know, like, I fumbled, but I met him again later. He's mad cool.
Okay, that's what's up.
Moving on. This is a prime example of how really rich people have a lot of money and time on their hands. So Mark Zuckerberg sure knows how to keep a smile on his wife Priscilla Chan's face. The multi-billionaire took to his social media to show off this work of art he had sculpted of his lovely bride with the caption, "Bringing back the Roman tradition of making sculptures of your wife." Wow. The thought is beautiful, but can you imagine coming outside and being surprised with a gigantic statue of yourself?
That is wild.
It is it's a beautiful statue.
Dale had nothing else to do with all that money. Mm-mm. Oh my God, go buy a plane or something.
I mean, he's probably got them all.
He owns
half of Hawaii.
I mean, it's sweet, but...
Same people that did this statue needs to do all the wax figures because they really nailed her features on
this. Absolutely.
The attention to detail.
Yeah, the marble figures are a lot better than the wax figures.
Wow.
Brat, when you get home and Judy's got a whole Brat statue...
Oh, I'm going to pose by it. We're going to do some us. Yeah, we're going to do some social media stuff, you know. I would be so grateful. I think they just have so much money. But, yeah, I would love that. I would appreciate that. All right, y'all. Coming up, Kaylee Cuoco is showing folks why they should never say never right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, after two marriages ending in divorce and swearing to never marry again, Kaylee Cuoco is engaged to Tom Pelfrey. Kaylee showed off her custom-made engagement ring in an IG post saying how grateful she was for every road that led her straight to Tom, which that sounds wonderful. Kaylee and Tom started dating in 2022, just 1 year after her divorce from Carl, and the same year she told Glamour this. She said, "I would love to have a long-lasting relationship or partnership, but I will never get married again. Absolutely not." Kaylee and Tom have a beautiful baby together, so hopefully third time's a charm. But guys, what do you think, Kaylee, you know, what do you think made her change her mind?
Love.
Love.
Love will make you do some crazy things.
You don't think?
No, and maybe they had good sex. I mean, that'll change your mind. I'm sure you all know that. Yeah. So maybe it was great
good
sex.
Good sex don't make you get married, though.
Yeah.
You can have good sex.
Supposedly that ring is worth between $150,000 and $320,000. Now, you know, Gary, she was on Big Bang Theory for all those years. He was on Ozark.
Oh, he was the guy.
Crazy brother on Ozark.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's been in other things too, I'm sure. He gave a great performance to that. And Ozark's a big show, but it wasn't like Big Bang Theory big.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
it was streaming big.
Kaylee stacked up bucks for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it worked out for them, man. Like, you know, and maybe, you know, you gotta kiss a few frogs to get your prince eventually.
You know?
And hopefully this is, you know, third time's a charm, like
I
you
hope
said.
So. I hope this works out for her.
Gary, do you support this?
Oh yeah, I support it wholeheartedly. Yes, I do. And her ring is beautiful, too. I think her ring is about the size of breasts, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, Gary, is this something that you said you would never do that you ended up doing?
Oh, yes. A lot of things, they were very painful, too. But, I mean, I got over it. So, yeah.
You know...
I have made the promise many times that I would never drink again, and I've always regretted breaking that promise.
That's okay, Tanner. Yeah. We should go have a drink after this.
It happens. It happens.
You ain't no quitter.
Right. You don't give up like that, Tanner.
All right, so y'all remember the judge that went viral not too long ago after a guy showed up on a Zoom court hearing driving with no license?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that same judge is going viral again for getting cursed out after a ruling. Check
Ooh.
It out.
You know, no. I'm gonna tell you what. You don't come here and you don't. Okay, that's contempt. That's 93. Keep. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's 693s consecutive.
That was the expression that man in that lower left-hand corner had. Like,
wow.
Let me tell you something. Anybody with a blonde mustache is firm in their choices, and they're going to stick to what they're sticking to.
Yikes.
The judge sentenced the man to 558 days in jail for his outburst. Do you feel like 558 days is a justified ruling? Because he told them the repercussions for his actions.
Yep. He should have just said the and that was it. Get 193 And that's it. Ooh, that's...
No, but the judge should be empathetic toward that. I mean, he was hurt. When people hurt, we curse. I curse when I'm hurt, so he should know that he didn't mean nothing by it.
You have to respect the court, Gary.
Yeah, the court is not the place to play.
He definitely meant it, because they, with the emphasis in which he, you know, he put on them expletives, he meant it with his whole soul.
He really did.
Also, I really feel like he's going to come to regret that real bad in about 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, after inmates are repeating the same thing to him.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, up next, Simone Biles wants you to know that her parents are better than yours. We'll explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, y'all, Simone Biles made about every single American proud of her after breaking records at this year's Olympics. But no one was more proud of her than her parents.
Aww.
And they proved it by purchasing her a nice and luxurious Hermes bag.
Ooh.
Simone posted this to Threads. My parents bought me my Hermes bag. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your parents. Obviously, this is an amazing gift. So what has been the best gift for you guys that you've received from your parents?
Probably paying the hospital bill to, you know, have me born.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that first gift is usually the best one.
Yeah.
Gift of life.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
When I turned 10 years old, my dad gave me a potato gun. And then you would clank this here and you pull a little trigger and an explosion would go off in this chamber and it would shoot a potato a quarter mile.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. It was a lot of fun
cool.
in the country.
So, I think the best gift that my mom has ever given me is taking care of my son. She has been the best ganny to my son. Like, I have never seen my mom this way ever in my whole life. Like, me and my wife are going to have to file custody because we have to be like, can he sleep with us tonight? Like, but she has been, that has been the best gift ever, the way she loves my son.
My dad, you know, I think about it every time I think about it. When I was a child, my dad just took me to, we had a store in Port Arthur called Payless Shoes, and my parents took me to Payless and bought me a pair of shoes, and that was the best thing. I'm still relishing in that because I'm just excited about it.
Do you still have the shoes?
I don't have the shoes, but I still have the memory head crack.
Sometimes that's better than the item, you know?
That's what's up, Gary. All right, y'all, that will be it. That is all the tea we have for you today. But be sure you tune in tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.